In tonight's episode, the role of Showcat will be played by Dobby. Welcome to episode 25 of season 9 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch, so very happy to be here. We have a special treat tonight. We're doing our show extra long distance. We decided that the teeny tiny triangle formed by two people in Maryland and one in Texas was not big enough. We wanted something more Bermuda-esque, and we have shipped the Goon farther west. Goon, how are you?
I'm doing fine here in far western Maryland. Still keeping my pandemic procedure by not telling you exactly where I am.
Exactly. Absolutely. The chief. The chief is always where he needs to be. In Texas. How are you, Chief?
I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
The Republic of Texas, where gold is now legal tender.
Yes.
Is it just gold, or are you guys like making your own paper money too?
There actually are a couple states that are doing that. We are not one of them yet.
Texas, so there's gold in Texas.
It's on the drawing board. It's actually called gold foil dollars.
Oh, it's not called gold press latinum?
No.
Those are bars, aren't they? Aren't they bars?
This isn't for Rengar.
Wow. Well, they use those on Deep Space Nine, too.
So what's been happening in your world? Do you know what I've done for looking at the news for the last, since Thursday?
Have you looked at the news since Thursday?
No.
That's what I kind of thought.
No.
Let's be ignorant, as they say.
I had a daddy do list.
Ruh-ro. That's never good.
You know, some of them weren't very hard, and some of them I kind of lucked into the solution.
It's like stumbling across success. There you go.
Well, I don't know exactly how to describe this problem. Mm-hmm. There is a non-working fireplace in Goonchild's front room. You know, it's a Victorian home that was split up into apartments, at least I think.
Okay.
I think that's what happened here. And it has a beautiful three-window bay window and a cocoa-colored brick fireplace.
Weird. Okay. Neat.
And the fireplace isn't functional anymore, and they use some sort of thick mat to block the flue.
Okay.
But the mat sticks down about a quarter inch, and it looks ugly.
Hmm.
And Goonchild said, can you make that prettier? And I sat for 2 days. I've been watching Sven Gulli and old 1950s horror movies for days and days and days.
Nice.
I'm having a great time. I have no stress whatsoever. And I looked at it and said, I'm going to have to go to Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Lowe's and I met Bob, I think his name is. We're going to call him Bob anyway.
Okay. Hello, my name is Bob.
And no, this is far western Maryland where no one has a non-American accent.
Oh, not even Bob's uncle?
No. There aren't any foreigners here.
Wow.
That's over in Dayton where Biden put them, or near Dayton.
That's right. You remember, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the calves.
Yes. What, that was Middletown? Is that right? Do I remember that right?
Eating the dogs.
Who knows? All I know is that it became a music video, and it was played at clubs. So
it sounds like something Weird Al would write.
It wasn't Weird Al. It was someone who thought that they were mocking Trump, and then it became so popular, and then it became its own TikTok dance. And then he said, "What have I done?" And his own people turned against him, you know.
Best laid plans of mice and men.
Well, this is not to cut you off, but because we've delved into that. I'm sorry. I do not want to be like other people.
Thank you. I knew it all would get back to me.
I didn't even
continues.
Do you need a sign?
I didn't mention him.
I need a sign? No.
Anyways, continue.
So Bob said, you know, I have some plastic, like edging, you know, like you would put along the wall for a chair rail or something like that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he goes, it would be easy to cut and easy to manipulate. You could maybe put that in and get some glue to glue it to the top of the masonry, the brick.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one that was the perfect color that I thought would match pretty well. So yeah. I only needed 2 feet of this stuff, but you have to buy a 10-foot section. That it was like $8.
That's not bad.
So I got that. I got a tube of glue that I think was $8. And I came home, and this morning I measured it, and all I had was a hacksaw blade. Didn't even have a saw. I eyeballed it 3 times,
mm-hmm.
notched it, cut it carefully with the blade, trimmed it back a little bit, and because it's plastic and flexible,
mm-hmm.
I did not need the glue. I brought the glue back and refunded Goonchild's money.
Nice.
And and the color is almost a perfect match. I'm very proud of this.
There you go.
Yeah. Because I had other dad things, like she wanted like Christmas lights put up in her bedroom, little fairy lights. So I did that. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it, Gretch.
Okay. I'm not saying a thing. Not me. Not a thing. Those will keep you up at night. I'm just saying.
Stop. I'm blushing.
I'm just. How was that?
Wow.
So.
No, I just. We're at the room. I don't know. You're trying to sleep. I'm just saying.
Sunshine just left the room in disgust.
So you have
been. No, I thought you'd leave in her room. Okay. Crutch,
have you been through the training?
What training? There is no training for me. I am a trainable.
I don't. How will you survive the incoming times?
How will I survive it?
Yeah, because we
won't.
We.
I will be. Will be the cautionary tale people tell their children.
Yeah, with the pistols at the ready.
We endure unbearable heat. We sleep with the light on. We sleep in weird positions, which I think you've got down.
TMI.
I am. It has been hot, hasn't it? It is definitely hot out here in the West. Hot.
Yes.
Today was the first day where it was actually nice. It only got to about 80. And then a thunderstorm came through.
Oh, there.
You're here.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting you're not here. You're there. Right. Okay.
It got to about 80, 81, and a thunderstorm came through and scared Sunshine.
Mm.
And then I went grocery shopping. And I came back and the temperature built back up to about the same, maybe 85. And this afternoon, while I was getting my sundae, we had another thunderstorm and it brought the temperature down and it has not recovered. It is now, I don't know, 72.
You got a Sunday?
Well, that was today's Sunday, yes. Today was Dairy Queen.
Sunday with an AE, I get it.
Ice milk with a little bit of whipped cream and maybe some hot fudge.
You know, you have this condition where you probably should, you know, be a little more careful about the, you know, sugar stuff.
Well, I try to only eat real cane sugar, none of those artificial things. So I hear they can be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Yankee Swamp Fox is banging his head against his desk.
So is he a big fan of artificial sweetener?
No, he's a big fan of making me behave myself.
Oh, well.
He's with you.
He should give up.
So another day, I went to a place that Boonchild recommended called Witt's Frozen Custard.
That's what it's called? It's Frozen Custard?
Witt, with a W. W-H-I-T-T.
Oh, Witt.
I guess it's a family name. Sounds like a family name.
Sure. I wouldn't give a Witt, but okay.
And I looked through their menu and said, ah, that's what I shall have.
Really?
I had something called the Raspberry Royale.
The Raspberry Royale. Sounds lovely. Got a giant one, did you?
No. I got the mini.
You got the mini?
Yeah.
What?
You want to know what was in it?
Sure.
Vanilla frozen custard, which is, you know, like a soft serve.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
You've had that.
Yeah, I used to serve.
And then on top of that was raspberry sauce.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good so far.
Hot fudge and macadamia nuts.
Yeah, that's yeah. It didn't matter that it was a mini. Really didn't.
But it did to me. I mean, you know.
I know you probably wanted the full size, right?
I do want the full size, but I felt like I was doing good by, you know, it's not good to deny yourself when you're essentially on vacation.
No, that's true. Yeah, true. You're on a one-man vacation, a vacation of solitude and quiet.
And I've been rocking sunshine twice a day, Burger Constitutionals.
So you're getting your exercise. Look at you.
She is going to become a political consultant, I think.
Oh?
Well, the lawn that she likes to leave her business at.
Mm-hmm.
Is there kind of an old building? It looks like it's abandoned and being rehabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Rustier lamp posts, like from the 40s out front.
Oh, wow.
And ivy, dead ivy on the walls. The facade, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it says on the building, carved into stone?
Carved into stone. Oh, wow.
It's the name of this town, Federal Building.
Oh.
So I guess she's making a statement on the previous administration.
I'm thinking she's just not, I think she's probably libertarian, right? Doesn't like the whole central federalism kind of thing, you know?
Yep, not liking it.
Yeah. In fact, she doesn't give a poop, so yeah.
She doesn't, and then
I think that's the one thing she does give.
That's true. Yeah, she actually does give a poop about
it. We're getting plenty of that. And she made friends with the ladies who were, they have beef planters here in town, lining the streets around the courthouse and the town hall, which are just up the street, half a block.
Is she watering them?
No, they were watering them.
Oh, okay.
From a big truck. Two very nice ladies that had their own little dog who looks a lot like my Wendy, named Zany.
Zany. Because that's very clever considering where you are. Yeah.
Yes. And she enjoyed meeting Sunshine, and we had a whole charisma moment. It was great.
Very nice. Very nice.
I got their whole story and everything. You'd have been proud of me. Actually, you'd have been fuming. How does he do that? You would say.
I would just watch and shake my head ruefully. In which case, at this point, I would need a neck brace. I've shaken my head so much.
But you have a cough of dose, so your head should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah, if you shake it enough, it does make the rest of the body pirouette based on, you know, on the center of mass, just, you know.
It's true. That's momentum is your friend.
Momentum, less mentum, either way.
Yeah. I met a nice girl from New Jersey in the grocery store today.
Oh, I do find it interesting that the majority of the people you meet are female. I'm just going to throw that out there because I like to make trouble.
I don't mean nothing by it.
I was just minding my own business.
Yep. Oh, Sunshine just brought me her new favorite toy.
Your shoe?
No. She did do that, like, immediately upon my arrival.
Yeah.
I put my shoes... Gunshal does not like you to wear shoes in her house.
Yeah, I don't wear shoes in mine either.
And so I took them off and left them by the door and went and sat down on the couch, and Sunshine immediately came over with my shoe.
Was this a hint that she wanted you to go for a walk, or she just wanted you to leave?
She just likes the way they smell, I guess. She's the only one.
Yeah, you know.
But she, in exchange, she brought me the corpse of Lammy, her favorite toy.
Lammy. Lammy?
Lammy is a lamb chop plushie.
Okay.
And all the stuffing in Lammy has been systematically removed over the course of my stay.
It's sort of an unplushie.
Well, you know, it was evenly coated over the living room floor, and I cleaned it up. And
the heroin chic version of plushie.
Yes. And then she did it again, and I cleaned it up. And then she did it this morning, and there's no more stuffing in Lammy.
I have blessed the house.
I guess that's what we're going for. I'm not sure I really understand what's going on here, but I had a wonderful time. So how are you, my brothers?
Not bad, not bad. I took Friday off, which I didn't even realize we're getting this Friday off as a holiday. So two 4-day weeks, work weeks, or 2 3-day weekends is just a lovely concept.
Wow, you work like 4 whole days.
No, isn't that amazing? And I'm actually getting some work out of it too.
I mean, last week I only worked 3 days, and this coming week only 2.
And then what? Next week 1, and then you're just retired.
Something like that.
I want to do it that way.
Like I keep telling you, I have the formula.
Well, the last time we spoke, you were still deep in unit and integration testing, and
that is one complete day,
you know.
All ticks are done.
It has been completed.
Okay. So next week's show may be done from the Seychelles or the Maldives. Who knows?
And now our triangle is the Seychelles, Fiji, and
Aruba.
Is Aruba nice? Never been there.
Me neither, well, but it sounds like fun.
I has the evidence to back up my statements, so.
I'm all ears, and we will not discuss this on the show because I'm greedy. I'm Orange Lantern time.
All right. Well, I mean, we can talk about other rich people like Bezos getting married, apparently.
Yeah. Charlize Theron is very upset about it.
Well, I mean,
she didn't get invited.
So
that's her complaint.
Has she ever done a good movie? I looked her up on IMDb because she was whining about something else today. That I did see that. And I looked at all the movies and go, I haven't watched any of these.
She's been in Fast and Furious, so.
Yeah, I guess. But
yeah.
That had cars. I wasn't interested in her.
Look, you asked, was she in good movies? Did you even say, was she a good actress?
No. Basically, it was a good movie.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
So,
no, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So, this is, hey, he wasn't talking to you, sir, okay?
Okay, well, this did start with me, but go ahead.
No, it didn't. It started with me, because I was talking about Bezos' winning, because
Bezos' winning. And I was talking about Friday before that, but go ahead.
Okay, well, you had stopped that conversation, and we had moved on, because...
Okay.
If we want to keep going back,
am I
going
to have to call number one fan for the two of you to have us separate you?
No.
When I interrupted the goon speaking about the fireplace, it was I was leading into the people that are turning on Bezos. So he had been, as you know, buying the Washington Post, giving a particular political party all of the attention, and then when people realize that he is a billionaire and is way out of their league, now they're angry and giving him negative feedback on his lifestyle choices.
Absolutely.
And there, you know, I read they were mad at him because he spent like $50 million on his wedding.
Yeah, which is like, you know, us spending, you know, a couple of grand.
Well, I mean, look, that's fine. If he and his wife want to spend that kind of money on their wedding.
Now
he can affirm it. Why should I have a problem with it?
Here's how I know that he, like Mr. Zuckerberg, is attempting to change, because again, when he shaved his head, he has been exercising, so now he put on muscle and stuff. But his wife's exes were there. And
wow.
And when I looked at them, so one of his wife's exes is Tony Gonzalez, the tight end for the Chiefs. And I was like,
she's very pretty.
She is surgically enhanced.
She was pro. There's been things done that are not pretty.
No, but it again, that none of that matters to me. My comment is, a person who's going to bring exes, I don't know if it's a status thing or what on earth the deal is, but why would one person do that? Hey, I hope that there's a prenup and he has learned from the first mistake he made.
that was costly. Yeah.
Because, you know,
world's first lady billionaire, and she didn't have to do anything other than leave a guy.
Well, I mean, he did cheat, so it's her leaving was warranted. The only problem was that when she remarried, she didn't learn, and now he got to take the money. So, I mean,
wow.
I guess turnabout's fair play. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow, you know, Bezos had his hand in that somehow.
That's
true. He was like a second grade teacher. I mean, the one thing that I've learned about billionaires is that they don't play on our level. Okay.
No.
They're a superhero or supervillain.
Right. He's over all Lex Luthor look going.
Yeah. Well, this Lex Luthor apparently, so much has leaked about this new Superman movie. So Goon, you may appreciate it. I don't know if you have you seen any or all of the trailers?
I saw the first trailer and immediately decided this is not a movie I want to see. It was where Superman gets the crap beat out of him and the dog is licking him. I'm like, I would want to see this. Why?
Yeah.
Well,
and it completely turned me off, and I haven't watched anything after that. So.
He breaks into Luther's office screaming, "Where is the dog?" And on the top, it says, "The things that Superman and John Wick have in common." And he begins trashing his office, screaming, "Where's his dog?"
Wow.
So it leads you to believe
John Wick from Quick Krypton
that he's done something to his dog.
Well, how would you do anything to the dog? You have to hit him with a kryptonite milk bone or something, I guess. I don't know.
That's
not a dog I'd want to mess around with, since that dog messes around with him.
Yeah,
there are too many rumors about what is going on. The person that can mess up Superman the way that he has is, of course, Ultraman. But is Ultraman Superman from Earth 2? Because that Ultraman is just evil Superman, right, who snorts green kryptonite to get high.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a...
I didn't know there were different colors.
Yep.
Yes.
In the classic timeline, green is fatal, right? And it was like red and blue?
Yeah, red is... Red makes your desires on it, like you basically, the seven deadly sins become, you know, what you're all about.
You lose your inhibitions.
Yeah, that's the proper way of saying it.
Okay.
Blue hurt other Supermen, but I don't think it did anything to Earth Prime Superman. And again, this is... We have to go Golden Age because they keep retconning and then changing things.
I know. Look what they've done to my lanterns.
Well,
what have they done?
They In this particular one, they have Guy Gardner, who embodies Baltimore. I don't know. Somebody slowed down what he was doing in this particular movie, or at least in the trailer. Oh, and in the trailer,
just finger.
Saw that, right? Yes.
So, I'm sorry. His construct gives you the finger.
He's like messing up a tank or some large vehicle,
right?
By giving
with a giant construct hand, which just happens to be a big finger, and he goes whop on the right on top of it. Yeah.
Yep.
Truly Baltimore. Yeah, absolutely. Surprised there wasn't the smell of Old Bay in the area.
Right. You never know.
Yeah. No, they've come out with a whole new set of colors, and it's all just a mess now.
When you complicate it up like that, it's not as good.
No. No. But comics and stuff, yeah.
So, that yeah, probably not a movie I'm going to go see.
Yeah.
Like I said, I spent the weekend chief watching old 1950s movies with a man dressed like a vampire. telling bad jokes and giving the off-color commentary. Kind of like our show.
Have you seen
a cape? No capes.
That's true.
Apparently, they are remaking Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Bloody for the what, fourth, fifth time?
Oh, probably it's got to be more than that.
So this time, I think it's a German actor who's playing that role, but they were saying. They were trying to do the shot-for-shot comparisons between him and Gary Oldman, and the general consensus was Gary Oldman's was better.
Gary Oldman was probably, I mean, unless you go back to like the old Nosferatu, which was the first one, but Oldman's Dracula was outstanding. I mean, I liked Jack Palance. But it was more of a made-for-TV movie kind of thing.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that on Svengoolie, actually, and liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, and it didn't hurt that he was from Eastern Europe, so yeah.
Ukrainian.
Exactly.
I was going to say, yeah, Jack Palance is Ukrainian, right?
Yep.
I know he grew up in Latimer Mines, Pennsylvania. He was a classmate of my mother's. In high school.
Yeah. That's cool. Did they date?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Although, as I've said before, when mom was sick and dementia was starting to settle in, she kept yelling, "Frank, I'm coming." I'm like, "Who's Frank?" And she goes, "My deceased husband," looks at me like I'm an idiot. I go, "Well, my dad's name is Richard, so..." It was Frank.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't Mormon, was she? No.
That only works for the guys, doesn't it?
I don't know.
That's polyandry. Is that what it is? If a woman has multiple husbands,
I don't think or know about these things.
Oh, you mean versus polygamy?
Yeah. I think
you're right.
It doesn't matter. I'm just supposing. May I ask a question after Crutch continues his Friday story?
Oh, I thought we moved on.
All right. Okay.
Well, he doesn't want to mistaken then get lambasted for not.
I don't want. I'm having a good time. You know, my vacation has been anger free.
And here we are ruining it for you. I'm sorry, Goon. I'm going to get another talking to from number one fan.
I want to give you an opportunity to finish your story.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, so Friday we had the military internment of my father-in-law. So I took the day off. And afterwards we went to an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Which was really misnamed or place, because it's basically, you know, the we serve everything Asian buffet kind of place. So they had a lot of stuff that wasn't seafood, which was great because my son was a little nervous. He says, I can only eat so many shrimp. I'm like, dude, there's plenty of stuff here for you to eat.
And can I ask where you went? Because when you said all you can eat seafood, Chesapeake Bay Seafood House leapt to mind, and I know there aren't any of those anymore.
No, actually, this place is, it's funny, too, because it's right next door to Number One Fan's Audiologist. It's in the little shopping center in Annapolis, and I will have, let's see, come on, I can't type it in.
No.
M-A-F-O-O-D, Seafood Palace Buffet, I believe. Yep, that's it. It's called the Seafood Palace Buffet.
Good name, anyhow.
Yeah, and it's in the Annapolis Harbor Center, I guess that's called. Yeah, and it's a wonderful little place. And by little, I mean, you know, about 150 of your closest friends. They have a separate room for like if you're having a big group, they only charge you $30 to rent the room, which I thought was crazy. And it's
well, only, I mean, it's that's only, really under market.
It's only $15 a head for all you can eat. And the food is very good. And they had a soft serve ice cream machine. One of those ones that got vanilla on the left and chocolate on the right and swirl in the middle. And apparently, serving ice cream is like riding a bicycle. Because once you learn, apparently you don't forget. And I was a big hit because having been a professional ice cream server in my ute some, oh God, let me think here, 40 years ago.
What you created ice cream cakes, didn't you? You, come on, you I made did. Fudgy the Whale, didn't you?
I made so many Fudgy the Whales, it's not even funny. I worked at Carvel. Yes, sirree. But I was very good with the soft serve, and people were amazed I could still do that little loop at the top. So that was fun, you know, was making ice cream for everybody. But it was a really nice day, and a lot of people came out and were very supportive of my mother-in-law. And beautiful ceremony. The Navy provided a real honest-to-God bugler and three officers to do a flag ceremony, which is a little different over an urn than it is over a casket. So like the flag ceremony over a casket is they drape it on the casket. And
right.
In this case, they unfolded it and then they snap it open over the urn. And then they proceed to fold it back up. And it was funny, too, because I think they were a little extra nervous. We had two commanders and a Lieutenant JG doing the flag service. So the Lieutenant JG is on the right. One of the commanders is on the left. They're folding the flag up. The one commander hands it to the other commander, and that commander then kneels in front of my mother-in-law and gives that very, very short, succinct, and heartbreaking speech that they all get.
I remember my dad's funeral. They did the same thing and still brings a tear to my eye.
On behalf of the President of the United States, the Department of the Navy, and a grateful nation, our sincere condolences for your loss. And then hands the flag. All this being done while our family friend Vince, who is recently promoted to admiral, is sitting in the audience in uniform. And I'm thinking to myself, so my father-in-law was a seaman first class, you know, 30 years in the Navy. You know, they're probably wondering, so why is there an admiral in the audience?
But I guess those officers wanted to make sure it was exactly right.
You know, it's funny because as you're folding up the flag, if you're folding it correctly, you should end up with all stars of the red and white stripes right at the edge so that you don't have any of that edge between red and white stripes and the blue field to deal with. It's just right on the thing. And our Lieutenant JG, God bless him, he got about, I don't know, 2/3 of the way down the red and white and realized it, mathematically, it wasn't going to work out. And he literally unwound about half of his work and started anew. And yeah, I thought to myself, good for you. Don't freak out. Fix the problem. Come back in. And he nailed it, you know. And
improvise, adapt, overcome.
Exactly. And Vince did speak to them afterwards, and they were all just, you know, agog. He's only the 9th Filipino admiral ever in the U.S. Navy.
That's really awesome.
So, yeah. But he's quite a carry. He has stories. He would be an interesting guest. But it was a good day.
Speaking of guests, guest who was a guest on her first podcast this very day.
Ooh, and that would be?
Hurricane. Wow. She was asked to be on a coaching podcast, and she accepted.
Nice. Do you know how it went?
It's interesting because she said it went okay, but they didn't give her the questions beforehand, which she said, I would have liked to have the answers, but I understand why the content creators don't want you to do that.
Sure.
Because they want to have, they want spontaneous answers.
Sure. And I get it. You know, Joe Rogan certainly doesn't provide the questions beforehand. But yeah, a little prep would be nice. Like in your general context of where we're going to go with the conversation would be nice.
I wonder what we would tell a guest. Well, what do you do? Well, we don't ever follow the show notes, so they're not going
to
help you.
Right. Yes. We would give you access to them, but it'd be a waste of your time and ours.
Would you like to hear the most unusual thing I saw this week? And then you can go ahead and mock me.
Sure. There's unusual things in Far West Maryland.
Mm. Yes, it is. It is PG-13. It's even G-rated, wow. Chief.
Okay.
Sure. The apartment that Goonchild has now doesn't have a laundry in it, neither in each apartment nor in the building. So you have to go to a laundromat, which is okay with her.
Wow, that's fancy.
The place she goes to is called Laundra Tan.
No.
Yeah, and I told Crutch the name earlier this week, and we laughed about it and joked. And what I found out today was it is actually a combined laundromat tanning salon. Just let that sink in.
Was it owned by Dominicans?
Indians, by the look of the... We went and spied on the... business papers. Looks like an Indian man owns it.
Dominicans have been confused for Indian.
First name was Raj. Does that a fit?
I mean, we're slowly moving away from being.
I'm pretty sure we can ballpark this one as not Dominican. Yeah. But Raj Crachado.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Tim and I have been.
We've been joking about it. We've been making jest.
We have, but it's a very nice laundromat.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
It's modern. It's clean. And you know how we joked about them having deals like do your laundry and or get a tan and we'll give you a discount or vice versa?
Yes.
They do all that. I know.
Oh, my gosh, folks. Oh my God.
They're going to get some free advertising.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I would never have combined these businesses.
Why not?
It just seems like two things that don't really go together. Although I guess get a tan while you're waiting for your clothes.
Hey man, you dry your skin while your clothes are in. Okay.
Dude, that's really good.
That was awesome.
We can do this all day. This is great stuff. The more you add things together, the easier it becomes. You know,
that's true. I mean, I personally think what we should get next is maybe an automotive garage and a chiropractor, so both bodies get worked on at the same time.
Car wash and mini golf, just two things that just don't go together.
What was the first one?
Car wash.
Oh, yeah. And mini golf? Yeah.
Yeah.
That third hole around the buffing machine is tough. I'm just saying.
You want to make sure you time that just right.
Just right. Because that ball comes back with a, you know.
Phil, there's a skit in here. There's a Saturday Night Live skit somewhere in here.
This is the reason why I mentioned
this is floor polished dessert toppings realm.
This is what you can find in the Dominican Republic.
Okay, I mean, I won't be able to go tomorrow because tomorrow's my travel day home. Even as we
record, you can reroute to the Dominican Republic.
Goonchild is working her way home, and then I would pick her up at midnight, get a few hours of sleep, and then drive back to Maryland.
That's 1 o'clock my time, isn't it?
Are you?
It's really nice, sir.
You're right. Eastern time.
Yeah. Okay. I never know whether or not Ohio's.
At the Indiana, I think, is where it changes.
Oh. Left.
Because when I drove out to Michigan, it didn't change till I was already in Michigan for a little while.
Wow.
And you enter Michigan at Toledo, which is on the far western side of Ohio.
Spain?
No, Toledo, Ohio.
Oh. That don't make sense.
Glass capital of the U.S.
I thought that was Corning.
You know, they said they were. I'm not going to argue with them. They're large, burly men with, you know, attitudes. So,
in Corning or in Toledo?
In Toledo.
Oh, okay.
They get the union
like
there.
Klinger.
They got a union there. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, union.
You don't want to mess with a union.
No.
So I know one of us has been to the DR.
I have. Lovely place. Yes.
And
enjoyed my time there greatly. Mostly because I didn't go out of the... They were really very adamant about limiting your exposure outside of the resort.
It was Punta Cana, right?
Punta Cana, yeah.
Yeah, so they do have a car wash and mini golf there.
They do?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, do my very best to find. Okay. This is officially the strangest thing I have ever typed into Google. Punta Cana car wash mini golf. Helps if you can. You know what? I only spelled one word wrong. Punta. Go figure.
All right.
There it is. Punta Cana Mike's Dominican Adventure and Car Wash.
Yes. So, and the only reason why I know this is there was a Dominican that worked at one of the places that Mr. Browning introduced me to. Mm-hmm. And she said, I want to open up a auto body shop / like dance studio. I was like, how does that go together? And she said, well, the guys will get their cars worked on and everything, and we girls will be over at the dance place. God. And so this is just what they do.
Wow. I like it. I mean, you know, I wouldn't suggest, you know, gas station sushi combo. We all know that's a bad idea, but hey, you know.
Depends if you like being in the restroom or not.
Mm. I trust that more than some of the candidates for New York City mayor.
Holy cow, yeah. I wonder, you know, if we were gonna dabble into that nightmare. Hey, I'm just a anti-Semite rapper who
communist. Let's not forget communist.
Yeah, he's communist, right. So yeah, I did like 50 Cent response. I'm going to pay you $247,700 or whatever the number was. And people are like, why is that such an exact number? And you go and look it up. That's the yearly salary for the mayor of New York. I'll give you 1 year salary if you'll just go away. He's got businesses. This is going to really be bad.
No.
I'm trying to figure out how the city with the largest Jewish population outside of Israel has decided that this is the guy you want as mayor. because let's be honest, there's no Republican competition in New York City.
I know how. Look at the ethnic makeup of New York City.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter what you classify you as, whether white or other, they do not make up the supermajority anymore.
No.
They are a actual, so white in general is a majority, but not by much. It's, I think, 5% above Latino. And then the other 20% is black. Then it goes Asian. And so the point is.
The people who want free stuff want him elected.
James T. Kirk, Star Trek VI. Let them do it, okay? Spock says they're dying, Jim.
Let them die.
He had a why are you trying to save them? They want to do it to themselves. Let them do it.
Well, I mean, if enough people leave New York, they'll probably, you know, lose one or two congressional seats. And
actually, that's already happening.
Yeah, maybe New Jersey gets one or
no.
No,
because nobody wants to move there.
Nobody moves to New Jersey ever.
Even to leave New York?
No. Yeah, no. You go to Connecticut, you'll go to Delaware. No, you're not going to Jersey.
You do not graduate from the stomach to the armpit. You know, that's...
Oh, God. And yeah, it's just, yeah. I was like, this guy wants to give away free stuff and $1 million taxes. Oh, and there's a tax on white people. I thought that was clever. Let's see how well that one goes.
See, he will be another honest politician. I want to destroy your life. And then when he gets in, I have successfully destroyed. I mean, he's putting out what he wants to do. There is no shame in his game. So as much as
people, so what you're saying, he's lawful evil?
Yeah, but he's telling you what you're going to get. And you know what? If you're dumb enough to vote for him, you get what you vote for.
Yeah.
Look at the people in Oregon. They're getting what they voted for.
So you can only blame him so much.
Right.
If he did not vote himself 700,000 times to win that nominee.
At least we don't think so.
Yeah, but... We have no evidence that he voted so.
We are not saying that we think that there is anything untoward about the primary election in New York City.
So I have a question for you all. I love the litter. I did look at one article this time that I've been away.
Mm-hmm. Heritage.
Can you explain what's happened with Tom Tillis for me? I know that he's a Republican senator from North Carolina, but was he an establishment Republican? Was he a MAGA guy that just got tired? Like maybe one of the, who's the guy that was, he was down in Florida and he was up for something. Anyway.
No, I think, was he a never Trumper? I don't know. Chief?
So again, where was he? He was from North Carolina.
North Carolina, which has Republican supermajorities in their but we'll say it's House and Senate. I don't know exactly how they're set up. Mm-hmm. But a Democrat governor who keeps vetoing things and they keep unvetoing it for him.
Right,
is how it's supposed to work.
Right, he's claiming that he's, you know, apparently Medicaid is going to be the hill he's dying on. You know,
I knew that, but I mean, are we happy? Because if he was an establishment Republican like Mitch McConnell, then great, I'm happy. This is a win.
Mm-hmm.
If he's something else, I don't know till I hear what the something else is.
So here's. The things that he voted on, the Safer Community Act, which did the red flag laws, which are constitutionally illegal, the Respect for Marriage Act, which repealed the Defense of Marriage Act.
Right.
He supports Pathway to Citizenship for Illegals and opposed you know, 45/47.
So he's a rhino.
Uniparty. He's a uniparty guy.
He probably has heavy investments in a landscaping business.
He's worth $11 million.
Hey, what a surprise. Man. Got that all from being a senator, right?
Apparently he was a businessman before. Doesn't say what kind of businessman he was. It could have been a shady business.
He's a University of Maryland graduate.
You're not helping his case.
And well, actually, University of Maryland, they now call it Global Campus, but in the old days, we called that night school.
That was called University College once
it was. It was night school, yeah. All the classes took place after 6 p.m. What do you call it?
Night school.
There you go.
That's how I got my master's, night school.
Yeah, me too. Yep, yep, yep. Let's see.
Yeah, well,
what business did he run? Oh, here we are. Oh, let's see. He ran an insurance company. Ugh. Okay.
Well, that's a scam.
Computerized. I know, really. He did computerizing the records at Wang Laboratories. He did consulting for Price Waterhouse.
He was endorsed by Jeb Bush.
That's all we needed to know.
Making me happy all the time. Definitely an establishment guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's leaving, right?
He's going bye-bye. He's not going to run for re-election because the president threatened to primary him.
So, okay. You know what? Since we're on to politics, there's a... I brought it up to you guys. 4D chess move. Is it really happening? We have the, you know, the law firm that can't ever seem to get it right is suing for the rights of the future born, will enshrine future born.
Right.
As people who have rights, and therefore you cannot take away their rights. And if that passes, that means that all the unborn have rights, and therefore they have put the final nail in the coffin.
Yes. And somewhere out there is Mon Calamari Admiral. It's a trap! Oh, my gosh. So they don't realize that by pushing this particular pathway for birthright citizenship, they're also pushing this pathway to end abortion. And that's just, I don't know. I find it comical on their part, and I hope and pray they don't figure it out.
It's going to be kind of hard not to, since everyone is pointing it out, which is how it landed on my radar, because everyone was pointing it out.
Right, but the problem is, you know, this is, you know, the critter is already down the snake hole. It's, you can't go backwards. You can only go forwards on this. I mean, I guess they could drop the suit, but then he wins on that case, right?
Well, he already won on that case,
right? He's right. Yeah, right. So they're either going to win the lawsuit on birthright citizenship and lose abortion, or they're going to lose the lawsuit on birthright citizenship. Either way, it's another happy, wonderful, long time coming, good time day for POTUS. Too far.
Yep. Yep. Yippee, yippee.
That's, well, yeah. Oopsies.
We'll see what happens, because much like there was a TV show in which the main person said, like I told my cousin after he sucker punched that cop, you can't take that back. It's a shame, but it has already happened. So we'll see.
We'll see.
It's true.
We live in interesting times.
We do. And hopefully it's not the Chinese curse.
Hopefully.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see by the clock on my computer, since I don't have one on my wall, I should get a clock on my wall. Then I could say, by the clock on the wall, but not.
You've wasted another perfectly good hour.
I know. Congratulations. This is an hour you're never getting back. But we appreciate you spending some time with us and, you know, enjoying our self-inflicted therapy. And before we go, we only have one commercial this time. And I've been told by the goon that since I was given the assignment to write said commercial, and then chose the weenie way out and had ChatGPT help me with it. So tonight's commercial is sponsored by ChatGPT, and here is our commercial sponsor. Laundratan, where your clothes get clean and you get golden. At Laundratan, we combine the power of UV rays and suds for a one-of-a-kind experience. Drop a load, drop your robe, in the changing room, please. Double rinse and double bronze equals double fabulous. Smell like detergent, look like the beach. We're not saying we're efficient, but where else can you turn your underwear white and your skin bronze in under 30 minutes? Special this week? Bring in a basket of laundry and get 10 free minutes in the tanning bed. Warning, we are not responsible if your tan lines match your fold lines. Laundratan. Clean. Tan. Laugh. Repeat.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.